I'm Mark McKenzie at Otterburn, Northumberland, where Exercise Boar's Head is just drawing to a close. The exercise features 16 Air Assault Brigade and 11 Para Brigade, soldiers from 5 Scots and a French Army Parachute Company, to be more specific. It's all part of the continuing relationship between French and British Army units following the signing of the Defence and Security Cooperation Treaty signed by the Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy in November 2010. Coming up, we're going to hear from some of those involved, as well as General Nick Parker, Commander of Land Forces, and his French counterpart. We're just about to head out onto the range, but thankfully in the warmth at the moment of the signals room. And with me is Lieutenant Ed Challis from A Company 5 Scots. Ed, what's your role today?
Today I'm just working with the media closely. We've had different guys who are RCOing the ranges, making sure that everything runs smoothly. And today I've just taken a bit of a back seat to try and guide people like yourself around.
Okay, but overall, you've been here for about a month, you were saying?
That's correct. We've had D Company 5 Scots through, A Company 3 Para, and now this is our last set of troops we're taking through, a company from the French 8th Battalion, the Marine Infantry Parachute Regiment.
And what does that involve then?
We take through from very basic live fire training all the way up to pretty complicated company attacks. It's a progressive training throughout a week phase. We go through that the week, recock over the weekend, and then just go through it again with whichever company is the next to come through, the French being the last of three that we're going to be doing.
Without getting too nationalistic about this, is it as simple as we're better than the French, that's why we're training them, or we're more experienced? How does this come about?
Not at all. We're now looking at working very much more closely with the French, and this is just one of a number of things that we're doing to work together. A Company 5 Scots, for example, was over in a place called Sensub, which is a fantastic fibula complex over in France. We did that before Christmas, gained a lot of training benefit over there, saw the different way that they conduct their training, and we're now able to sort of repay them, as it were, taking them through live fire tactical training, which is something that they don't get to do, and so it's a bit of give and take, and everyone's starting to understand each other a little bit better and really enjoying starting to work with one another.
Okay, and the facilities here at Otterburn, how are they?
The facilities are fantastic for live fire and training. The weather can be a bit temperamental, but you know, it's all part and parcel. It makes some very good soldiering. The range wardens here are fantastic in aiding setting up of some really good ranges to really increase the realism of the training.
And the development you're seeing on the guys from day one till the finish here, how good is that?
It's been fantastic to see the French go from something that they've never done before to really get a really good understanding of it. The tactics remain slightly different to what we would do, but they've really come on leaps and bounds. And it was the same watching the British companies go through, although it was more a refinement of tactics rather than a learning curve as per se.
Has the language barrier been a problem?
We've been fairly lucky. My company commander actually did a stint with the French Army with the Chasseur Alpin earlier on in his career, so he speaks some fairly good French. And myself and the other platoon commander have a bit of pigeon French that gets us by with a few smiles and thumbs up and that sort of thing, and we managed to get to the end product at the end of the day.
Which words have you used most then in French? That you can repeat?
Probably, donc, c'est bon. So, yeah, everyone's happy. We try and keep on the positive side of things.
Excellent. Ed, thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you.
This is Mark McKenzie for Garrison FM on Exercise Boar's Head at Otterburn. And I'm certainly not alone in terms of media, with no fewer than 16 different media outlets covering this exercise from both the UK and indeed France as well. And we're all kind of scrambling at the moment trying to get a word with the generals, General Nick Parker, the Commander of Land Forces, of course, and his French counterpart, Lieutenant General Harvey Charpentier. Sum up today and the importance of this exercise for me, please.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us to develop a closer relationship with our French allies. They're members of NATO. This is a great training area. They have come and conducted an exercise that they probably wouldn't have done in France. And at the same time, we're doing stuff in France that we aren't able to do here. So this is a really good opportunity for both sides.
And a success. I mean, it's a huge learning experience for both.
Yeah, it's a success. What we've got to do now is analyse very carefully what we got out of it and modify it so we do it better next time, because we should constantly be improving our training. So yeah, we mustn't overdo it. There is a sense of achievement which is great. Now let's make it better.
This is a quite a new relationship that you're fostering, a new level of relationship. How's it going? And how's the language barrier?
There's no language